Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. I say that about every Sunday morning, but I mean it. We trust God today that you're being blessed by the broadcast. We're very sorry that we've had to play backup tapes for the last 2 weeks, but we had technical problems, and now we're back on up running. And we trust today that you're richly blessed by the praises of God. So let's get right into our broadcast today by doing this song for you. And I hope you enjoy this one. And this one says, it's Jesus and Me.
The road may be long to heaven's pearly gate. I know that it's narrow, I know that it's straight, but Jesus is there through eternity. We'll travel along, just Jesus and me. And me for each tomorrow, for every heartache and every sorrow. I know that I can depend upon my newfound friend, and so to the end, it's Jesus and me. Forever I'll sing of His great love for me. Forever I'll tell it on land and on sea. I'll stay by His side, contented I'll be, for all of my life it's Jesus and me. Now it is Jesus and me for each tomorrow, for every heartache and every sorrow. I know that I can depend upon my newfound friend, and so to the end, it's Jesus and me.
Yes, sir, Jesus said, I'll go with you all the way, even unto the very end. So we're thankful for that. We're thankful for you. We appreciate the cards and letters that we've already received. And good to hear from Doris and Arvin Neely. I was kind of wondering about them, but they're doing as well as could be expected. They need our prayers. And then I was thinking about Ed and Mary Jo Ballinger. You know, when I don't hear from people for a while, I think about them and I wonder about them. I was hoping to see them at Red Sulphur when I was preaching up there, but I didn't get to see them. So, Ed, Mary Jo, I hope you're doing all right. And we appreciate you, and we appreciate the people who say they hear the broadcast, but we never hear from you. And it's very important that we hear from you, because the finances of the broadcast have been very low since I've quit pastoring. The finances have dropped way down. So we're trusting God that you will help us, and Louise and James Ellison and Betty Jo and Ernie and Barry Harper and Patty Harper and all these help us. So we appreciate that. Without your help, we could not maintain this broadcast. So you pray about it. Whatever you feel like you'd like to do, then you do it. The Bible said, whatever your hands find to do, then do it. So that's what I'm saying to you this morning. Whatever your hands find to do, then you do it. Well, let's go right back now and listen to this song. And this one says, Something Got a Hold of Me.
When I first heard of some people who claim this old-time religion is real, I said, I'll go down, take a look at the ground. It's just the weak-minded I feel. Well, I walked up the steps and I looked through the door. The devil said, don't you go in. I said, it won't hurt me, I'll just step inside. I'll sit as far back as I can. The preacher just then his sermon began. He looked right straight down at me. He told everybody how mean I had been. Didn't talk like he thought much of me. Oh, but something got a hold of me. Yes, has something got a hold of me. I went there to fight, but oh my, that night God certainly got a hold of me. Well, just about then someone started to shout. He said, "Hello, I am saved." Well, all plainly could see with no reason nor doubt, salvation to him the Lord gave. Well, I said when I went, "Well, I can't stay here alone. I've got to be home by 9. But I fell to my knees and the fiery came down. Too late, feeling too fine. Oh, but something got a hold of me. Yes, something got a hold of me. I went there to fight, but I tell you that night, God certainly got a hold of me. Oh, something got a hold of me. Yes, something got a hold of me. I went there to fight, but oh my, that night, God certainly got a hold
of me." Yes, sir, God can get a hold of you. I remember we're going to Dainese at the Green Valley Methodist Church on the 25th for homecoming, but I was thinking about a gentleman down there that was laying in the hospital, and he testified to this, and he said that people would come by, and he said, I'd tell them I don't want prayer, I don't need prayer. So anyhow, this elderly lady came by and stood at the door and said, "I'm going to read some scripture and pray for you whether you want to or not." And he said he had to listen to it, and he had to put up with her. So, and something got a hold of his heart while he was there, and he came down to the Dainese church when I was there in a revival. And I'll tell you, he had the glory, and he was not ashamed to tell it. And I remember him. And I hope to see him there at the homecoming on the 25th. I'll be there at Green Valley on the 25th at 11 a.m. preaching their homecoming. So you come down and be with us if you can. Let's go right back now, listen to this song. And this was said, "Mountains are worth a climb."
The mountain starts in a valley, and sometimes they are so hard to climb. There are trials and troubles all along the way, but my Lord will be on my side. And when I reach the top of the mountain, it will all be worthwhile. For you see, I'll be closer to the Lord than I have been. That makes the mountain worth a climb. Now, Lord, the mountain that I have to climb, it gets harder all of the time. And sometimes I want to stop, but then I think about the top, and that makes the mountain worth a climb. And now that I've reached the top of life's mountain, it has all been worthwhile. For now I am closer to the Lord than I have been. That makes the mountain worth a climb. That makes the mountain worth a climb.
Yes, sir, that makes the mountain worth a climb. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, I've never met a Christian yet that hasn't had their battles, and sometimes they just throw up their hand and say, "Well, I've got to quit." Well, you don't have to quit. Just I remember that Granny Malk, who used to play the piano for me many years ago when I first started my ministry, and she gave me a poem that said, "Don't quit. Rest a little while if you must, but just don't quit." And you know, that's the way it is. We go through trials and tribulations. The Bible said many be the tribulations and the faults of a Christian. Many will be the sickness of a Christian, but the Lord will deliver us from them all. So you just trust God, and if God be for you, there's no power that will ever stand against you. I need to preach on that, don't I? I trust that. I believe that. I believe in a God that is able to deliver me. That is, I'm in the palm of His hand, and that doesn't mean I won't go through problems. That doesn't mean I wouldn't have situations. Look at Job. Job had boils from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, and he even thought that it was God that was bringing this upon him. He said, "Though he slay me, yet I will serve him." And sometimes we think God is being cruel to us, but you know, that's the old Deuteronomic law that Job was under at that time. But read the 42nd chapter, my friend, that Job was brought forth and lost his family, lost everything he had, and went through a lot of trials and tribulations, but in the end, he had more than he had from the beginning. So just trust God. I mean, if God be for you, there is no power that can stand against you. We fight against powers and principalities of powers. In this day and time, our churches are dwindling down to, it seemed like the people have lost interest, our young people have lost interest, and it's up to us pastors and up to us lay people to find out what interest can we give them. Maybe we're giving them the wrong thing. Maybe we're not giving them the right thing. But if we give them the gospel, I've never given the gospel that, and sometimes my message is hard. I preach hard, and I've always, been that way. I've been brought up a Pentecostal holiness, and you know, Pentecostals are pretty hard people, and of course they've deviated away from their original foundation now. But then I went into the Methodist Church. I've been in the Baptist Church. I've been in about every church but the Catholic Church, and if they'd invite me, I'd go there to preach the gospel. But the gospel of Jesus Christ is the gospel of the good news of the kingdom. And it's good news to know that we can be saved, healed, and delivered, and on our way to heaven. And you know, it doesn't mean we won't have our trials and tribulation. The Bible said many would be the afflictions of the children of God, but God would deliver us from them all. And sometimes we get down, we get out, and we get carried away with ourselves. We say, "I'm just going to quit." Well, that's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to quit. Just give up. Throw up your hands and say, "I quit." Well, just quit doing that and fall on your knees and say, "God, I'm sorry." Hey, the prodigal son went to the pig pen, and he said, "I'm going back to the Father. I'm going to say, 'Father, I am sorry. I have sinned against heaven. I've sinned against you.'" I said to a man one time, this man was so confused and confounded in what he believed in his doctrine. It was unbelievable. But I told him, I said, "You know," I said, "the prodigal son was said he was dead, but now he's alive." I said, "And you're dead. You're dead in the trespasses of sin and don't even know it." He went home. He called me back and he said, "Tommy, I appreciate what you told me. I am dead, but now I'm alive again." And you know, that's very important in our life. We may have lost the fire, but hey, just a little flicker of fire will keep the fire going. The smoke is there, and there's evidence of it being there. We don't have to rely upon the evidence. We lie upon the facts. We don't live by situations. We live by revelation. And the Bible said, if God be for you, who in this world can be against you? Here I am preaching that same sermon I said a while ago I was going to preach. Well, today, maybe you're there and you're sick and you're afflicted and you're down and you're out. You just feel like just throwing up your hands and quitting. Well, it's 7 a.m. in the morning. I'll be going off the air at 7:30. You got plenty of time to get to the house of God. And why don't you go to the house of God and listen to the preaching and let God get a hold of your heart, because there's nothing any better than old-time religion. I'd love to sometime... I've been a Christian. Well, I've been in church all my life, and I'd love to sometime just go down the road and hear a crowd of people singing "Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me," and me wander into that church and not knowing the gospel, not knowing Christ, and listen to the preaching and get up and go forward and commit my life to Christ. There was never a time in my life that I felt more alive than when I came to Jesus Christ. I was dead in the trespass of sin, but He made me a living example of what God can do. Hey, I've been a Christian now for 53 years, and it gets sweeter and sweeter every day. I know what I'm talking about. I wasn't intending to preach to you like this, but I just feel like there's someone sitting there this morning on the couch or at the table with that cup of coffee, and you're pondering in your heart, hey, will it work for me? I will guarantee you it'll work for you. Find you a good church, a preacher that'll preach to you the truth. You don't want no shim-sham gospel. You want somebody that'll preach the truth to you, that'll tell you you're lost on your way to the devil's hell, and the Lord will reach down and pick you up and put your feet upon a solid rock. Hey, my friend, that is the gospel truth. That is the good news of the gospel. So this morning I'm pleading with you, and I'm begging you, go and find that peace that Martha's going to sing about right now. There's only one real peace, and that is the peace of God.
I'm sheltered, I'm clothed, and I'm fed. But many the trials my wants and my dreams put me through. And the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in You. The only real peace dear Lord is in You. The only real peace that I've had, dear Lord, is in You. With all my frustration, I need You, and I know I do. 'Cause the only real peace that I've had, dear Lord, is in You. The higher I soar in my dreams, the harder I fall. And sometimes I wonder if dreams are worth dreaming at all. But my dear, disappointments can keep me blinded and blue. And when I am reminded the sweet peace I have, Lord, in You, the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in You. The only peace that I have, dear Lord, is in You. With all my frustration, I need You, and I know I do. 'Cause the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in You. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in You.
Well, Peter said it was a peace that surpasseth all understanding. I don't understand that my own self, but the peace of God is greater than all other peaces. Well, It has been good to be with you today. We've just sat before the mic and just kind of talked to you and tell you how much we appreciate you. We do. We love you, and we appreciate you. We love the gospel. We've been preaching here on this station since 87, and that's a long time. We've kind of set a record here on this station of preaching the gospel, but we want to reach out across the airway to many people today. So we thank you. So let's go right now and listen to the theme of my ministry. And this one says, "Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man that I used to be."
Today I went back to the place where I used to go. Today I saw some old friends that I used to know. Now when they ask me what has happened, I try to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears flows down my face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Then I went back to the place where I used to live. My little boys ran to hide behind the door. I said, boys, you don't have to run and hide from your daddy now, because you see, you got a brand new daddy now. Thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears flows down my face, I try to tell them, Calvary, we don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears rolls down my face, I try to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I don't live here anymore.
Yes, sir, that's where things are changed at Calvary. Thank God I've been to Calvary and have been made brand new in Jesus Christ. Well, let's go and listen to one more song, and then I'll be back to close the broadcast.
I was standing on the banks of the river, looking out over life's troubled sea. I saw an old ship that was sailing. Is that the old
storms of life I could see. Waves were rough, but that old ship was steady. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? At the stern of the ship stands the captain. I can hear as he calls out my name. Get on board, it's the old ship of Zion, and it may never pass this way again. As I step on board, I'll be leaving all my sorrows and heartaches behind. I'll be safe with Jesus the captain, sailing out on the old ship of Zion, sailing out on the old ship of Zion.
Our Father, we come to you for grace and mercy this morning. We pray for the lost that's there in the radio audience. We pray for the sick. And Lord, we believe in prayer. We believe that you hear and answer prayer. You told Moses to go down and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. I have heard their prayers. I have seen their tears, and I want to bring deliverance to them. So this morning, I feel that you want to touch hearts. You want to save souls. Oh, Lord, we need a soul salvation, and we are thankful for that. We're thankful for people who have paid and prayed to keep this preacher on the air. So we pray that through the means of radio, that you'll be able to reach out and touch somebody this morning. Thank you for the broadcast. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. We trust that things are well at your home. And if you could and could possibly help us, we would appreciate it. And by the way, I'd like to come to your church. I'm free now. I'm fully retired again, and I can come into your church anytime possibly. If you'll contact me, I'd love to come and worship with you. Okay? Goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.